All right, guys, life can get hectic really fast. It feels like there's no time and we're always on the go. When you get overwhelmed with life's daily tasks, responsibilities, and unexpected challenges, important things like our health tend to fall to the wayside. Well, my friend, Healthy Cell is here to make taking care of yourself a priority. Healthy Cell makes getting back in the driver's seat much easier. They have an innovative approach to the pill format by using this awesome gel. This vitamin-packed, nutrient-dense gel can be taken by itself, mixed in your drink, or blended with your morning smoothie. Healthy Cell offers supplement packs to enhance your performance, focus, and well-being. Take control of your mental, physical, and physiological health with Healthy Cell. If this is something that you've been thinking about implementing, tap this episode, scroll to our show notes, and click the link for significant savings today. All right, click that link to support your health and our mission today. Now, enjoy the rest of the show. Welcome to Direct Impact, where we discuss the various ways our mental health and quality of life intersect. I'm your host, Andrea Epstein, licensed professional counselor, master's addictions counselor, and certified sex therapist. Think of our time together as focused self-reflection mixed with insight, passion, and empowerment. Now, take a deep breath. Now let's dive in and see what impacts you today. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Andrea Epting, and you're listening to the Direct Impact Podcast. Today, we are talking about attachment theory. And frankly, we're talking about it for about the fourth time this morning because none of our recordings worked for us. So guys, this is dedication. This is dedication and commitment to our community right here, right now. You're listening to it. So we're talking about attachment theory. And attachment theory is important to discuss when you are talking about the addicted partner and the betrayed partner. Why? Why is it so important to understand attachment theory? And it's because our nervous systems are entwined. And so often, clients come into my space, into my office, and they ask the question, why do I continue to find myself in similar situations, scenarios, dynamics in my relationships? And attachment theory is a good way to start taking a look at that. Now, I want to go ahead and preface this because I know I'm talking to a lot of, you know, betrayal trauma survivors out there. This does not mean that you have caused any of the harm that has come to you. Absolutely not. It does not mean that. But we do want to seek to understand why things keep showing up in our lives, and attachment theory and trauma bonding can help us better understand that. And the title of our episode today is Blended, Bonded, and Beyond. I love that title. And we throw a lot of terms around, and if you're an avid podcast listener or if you're an OG of the Direct Impact Podcast, you've probably heard multiple terms, and some of them are quite overlapping. So we talk about enmeshment. We talk about triangulation. We talk about trauma and trauma bonding. We also talk about attachment and attachment theory. So we will develop a resource for you that will live on our website that will help explain the differences between these two, or all of these things, and help you kind of see where you might fall. Okay. Today, though, we're talking about attachment theory in particular. So, attachment theory, it started in the 1930s with a man named John Bowlby. He pioneered this idea and this concept around attachment theory and the styles in which we are attached. Now, our attachments, our early life attachments, begin generally with our major caregivers, right? So who cared for us? Who were we dependent on are the people that typically we become bonded to. And so he later collaborated with Mary Ainsworth, and they had a collaboration. They, you know, came up with a body of work together in the 1950s. So this is where we have started to understand attachment theory, and they weren't using the word at the time, but bonding and trauma bonding. Okay. Now, the styles of attachment, they're very interesting, and they come out of different relationships, parenting styles. They come out of different negative core beliefs or messages received by the child from the major caregiver. They are birthed out of a lot of different situations, stressful environments, scenarios. But the major types are anxious and preoccupied and avoidant. So whether you're anxious and preoccupied or avoidant, these are both insecure attachment styles that develop from early life experiences that were less than nurturing, where you received messages about who you are and what needs you might be responsible for meeting in your major caregivers. That's the thing. What needs did you feel responsible to meet in your major caregivers? And I know we've touched on this in the past when we've talked about triangulation and enmeshment, but today we're just talking about that attachment piece, right? And how is our attachment style birthed? Well, it's birthed in those early life experiences and relationships. So if a child comes into the world and it was a beautiful birthing process, okay? We did not all, whether you remember them not or not, or whether it also kind of depends on how this information was relayed to you from your major caregivers, but a lot of us didn't come into the world under the best set of circumstances, right? And that lives in your body. That's embodied information and detail that, gosh, right off the bat, there's already a lack of bonding that's happening. So say you had a very loving and caring and nurturing mother and father who wanted you deeply and desperately, but there was a crisis that took place during the delivery and you were not allowed to immediately bond with your caregiver. Okay, that matters. And that can even lead, even though you don't remember it, it is stored in your body, it can lead to an anxious and preoccupied type of attachment. So please understand, if you don't have a traumatic memory, okay, a lot of us don't have explicit memory of our traumas, but we do have a lot of implicit memory of our traumas. And that's a great example of implicit memory where it lives in the body, it's stored and it is remembered. And it can lead to, again, an insecure attachment. We seek to resolve this in sometimes dysfunctional ways. So it might lead to overbonding or feeling responsible for or trying to meet the needs of a parent. We've also mentioned the word, triangulation, but another word for that is emotional incest, where you feel responsible to meet the opposite sex parent's needs and you start maybe to play the role of their partner, of their a surrogate spouse, if you will. This is another example of what comes out of an insecure attachment. Okay? It is a desire to get your needs met by meeting their needs first. Okay? So I just want you to better understand how attachments and insecure attachments can begin in life and how they can be reinforced throughout childhood, adolescence, and then it's acted out in your early relationships and even maybe your current contemporary relationships. Okay, so this is the beginnings of an attachment theory where we can have a secure attachment or an insecure attachment. If you're insecurely attached and you're anxious and preoccupied, you have a nervous system that becomes very dysregulated when you do not feel in control of the narrative around that relationship. And so it can develop into some dysfunction and some, you know, real issues. So we want to take a look at that and see maybe how is that playing out in your current relationship? What role might that have played early on in your current relationship? If you're still in relationship to an active addict or a recovering addict, how might that preoccupation, where are they going? What are they doing? Where have they been? You know, like constantly being preoccupied and anxious about what is going on that is completely out of your control. Okay, that comes from somewhere. And it was probably not birthed in this relationship. So it is important in a therapeutic environment with people who specialize and understand nervous system attachment and trauma bonding and all of these things to help you sort this out, get to the root and start to move into a place of trauma recovery so you do not have to engage your relationships in the same way in the future. Now we can switch over to an avoidant type of attachment. And the avoidant, it's so interesting how when you look at an anxious, preoccupied nervous system in relationship with an avoidant nervous system, there is a lot of push and pull and crisis and intensity that goes on, but almost zero intimacy. Okay. So when the avoidant starts to feel intimacy, vulnerability, responsibility, even, they tend to retreat. They tend to exit and pull away from the relationship. And what do you think that does to the anxious, preoccupied nervous system? It wants to go in deeper and deeper and deeper in safety-seeking behaviors like we've talked about, but really trying to find a way through the avoidant to regulate their system. Well, we know that that's a losing battle, right? If you're going to seek out an avoidant to get intimate needs met, that is a losing battle, guys. And it happens so often when someone is in active addiction, even in early recovery. When we talk about early recovery, we are talking about the first 18 to 24 months of an active and engaged recovery process. Okay. Not someone who's got one foot in, one foot out, a lot of slips, a lot of struggles, not really engaging in their programs. Okay. But at this point, you can start to see a shift when both the betrayed partner and the recovering addict do their work to resolve unhealthy trauma bonding, trauma wounds, understand where their attachment styles were birthed and developed in those relationships and start to heal that. Oh my gosh, they can actually come together in intimacy, in connection, and have a healthy bonding where they're still emotional, independent beings, which is huge. It is possible. I know that this is going to find a lot of ears where you just can't imagine that's possible. And maybe in your current relationship, it's not, but it is possible in the future. And this is the healing that we invite you to. We invite you to this healing and this understanding of your nervous system needs, the dysfunction and the dysregulation and the toxic bonding that might have happened in childhood. Our goal and purpose and responsibility in life is to know ourselves, to attune to ourselves, to accept ourselves. And this is part of that process. It's a painful one sometimes, but it's important. And it's beautiful, and you deserve healthy relationship with self and with others. And this is what we're inviting you to. I want to remind you guys that if you want to connect with us in any way, please connect with us through our website, which is www.lightninginabottle.biz. Okay. We'd love to hear from you. We'd love to chat with you. We would love to understand how you are relating to our content, what you want more of. So please reach out to us, www.lightninginabottle.biz. And please, when you're on there, check out our digital course on intimacy betrayal. And we're going to give y'all a little bit of a teaser and a clip on that if you are watching us on YouTube. So when you're done listening to this, scroll in your show notes, click on where we are our YouTube channel and see some of the resources and get that freebie clip, okay, that comes from our course, which is an introductory level course on intimacy and partner betrayal. So thanks so much, guys. We'll talk to you next time. Bye for now.
Does anyone else feel like they just earned an extra brain wrinkle? Do you feel like that went by way too fast and just cannot wait till the next episode? Then leave a review and share this episode with a friend, a loved one, a coworker, or whomever, because your valued feedback makes a direct impact.
Thank you for dropping in. Snaps to you, because you have made a direct impact by listening to this podcast. Make sure to follow us on social media and stay tuned every week for a new episode of Direct Impact with Andrea Epting.
Here is our disclaimer and legal language. Yes, I'm a psychotherapist, but guess what? I'm not your psychotherapist, and I need to be clear that this podcast is solely for enhancement, education, and entertainment purposes only. It is in absolutely no way a replacement for professional counseling services. If you feel like you need additional support, we strongly encourage you to seek that out today.
Listen up, Direct Impact Nation. You know how important routine, structure, consistency, and accountability is on the road to recovery and personal discovery. Well, I have developed the perfect companion for you on your journey. My Plan to Recover journal is thoughtfully and specifically designed for the person looking to achieve long-term success in recovery while gaining personal insight, awareness, emotional intelligence, and spiritual integrity. The Plan to Recover journal will help you stay recovery-minded, practice your priorities, and build a healthy relationship with self and others 12 hours at a time. To preview and pre-order your copy today, visit www.lightninginabottle.biz/journal. That's www.lightninginabottle.biz/journal. And don't forget to get a PTR journal for a friend on their journey too. Direct Impact Nation will save 15% when you use the promo code IMPACT. That's promo code IMPACT. With the purchase of your PTR journal, you will become part of an exclusive community dedicated to recovery and self-discovery. Visit www.lightninginabottle.biz and let us take you from want to willing, and from willing to healing.
Hey there. Yeah, you. The one who's been consuming, absorbing, enjoying, and implementing our weekly content like a ravenous animal and can't wait to get more. We want to give you more of what you crave. So become a supporting member of the show and ensure that the content you hunger for is served fresh weekly. I know. It's free content and we love offering it, but it's not free to create. Only to consume. So please consider our monthly membership offered through Patreon. Monthly membership includes access to useful life-enhancing PDFs with higher-level offerings in the works to include chats with Andrea, customized playlists, and more. Scroll down to our show notes and visit our website at www.lightninginabottle.biz/podcast. Visit us today and support the show.